Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Winning streak. Let's go. Celebrate.
We better take them where we can get them, baby.
If you think you're going to get the show that just goes, 2-6, do it against the team, you ain't getting that show. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe even by the 5 o'clock hour. But you're not getting that all day today. No chance.
We by far had the best quarterback on the field yesterday.
Oh, without question. He looked. I mean, again, you throw for 200 yards. It's not exactly earth-shattering. But 4 touchdowns and no picks. Yeah. I mean, what more could you ask of your quarterback? In fact, we've had the Mike Miller 1-2-3, mm-hmm. right? And now we've got the Tua one-eye victory. Which one was more impressive? The 1-2-3 or the one-eye victory?
The one-eye victory for sure.
Yeah, I think so, game. Right? I think we need to retire.
The 1-2-3 was a game 7 of the NBA Finals.
One basket. This guy did it for a whole game. Hey, Mike Miller, play the whole game with one shoe, and maybe you got Tua there. But, I mean, this was an entire game with one eye.
And he overcame medical conditions. This dude just didn't tie his shoe tight enough.
He went 7 of 8.
It's his fault.
He went 7 of 8 in game 5 of the NBA Finals to
clinch
the series.
What did he go with without a shoe on?
1 of 1.
Yeah. I mean, one shot? I mean, come on. Anybody can do one shot. I've seen kickers hit a field goal with no shoe.
Anybody could do anything with one eye. Pirates navigated the high seas with one eye for centuries.
Hey, Mike, work on the double knot, okay? My kids can double knot.
Isn't he from an island, Tua? Isn't he from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, he sailed over here?
I mean, it's his genetics, dude.
Hawaiians are pirates?
He sailed to Alabama out of high school?
The Heat, by the way, are offering fans value deals. You were singing the praises of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mm-hmm. How about this? The Heat are offering fans value deals like $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, and water. Or a $40 hot dog deal, 4 glizzies, popcorn, and drinks. Grab-and-go stands on the 400 level also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. And if you want more info on the food and beverage deals, go to KaseyaCenter.com. Speaking of snacks and goodies, and by the way, we've got Heat tickets to give away every day this week. Heat and Blazers, November 8th. So just keep listening for your chance to win. Speaking of snacks and goodies, our pal Channing Crowder showed up today with a bowl, like a carton, it's container.
A cup of boiled peanuts.
Cup of boiled peanuts.
Oh, delicious.
Which he got at the gas station. I put video on Instagram because Leroy Horde was with me. Leroy Horde was like, yeah, I do not like boiled peanuts. And he's of the opinion that I am, which is, the peanut is fine on its own. You don't need to change its consistency, its form. I mean, that's my argument with ice cream, right? The consistency is fine. You don't need to add sprinkles. The peanut is perfect on its own. You're taking one of God's perfected snacks, natural snacks, and you're goofing it up by getting all cutesy by boiling it and making it mushy.
Making it soft, putting flavor in it. I get the Cajun ones. It's spicy. It got a kick to it. Mm-mm. It melts in your mouth. It's like a little peanut butter ball of wonderfulness.
No, I don't get it, man.
It's disgusting.
I know the way a peanut is supposed to crunch in your mouth, and like you crunch down, your teeth are going to hit each other. Like, you don't even know what to expect. You don't even know what's happening.
You struggle to eat boiled peanuts.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for the resistance of the peanut.
You know the peanut comes out of the ground, then roasted, the ones you like.
I think they come out crunchy, though. They don't come out...
No, they don't. You don't just get
They don't come out mushy, though.
If you get a peanut out of the dirt...
I've had a raw peanut before.
And it's not good.
Sometimes I got a raw dog that peanut.
A peanut.
What?
If you eat a peanut out of the ground, it's not good. It's prepared by roasting it. That's called honey roasted.
But we don't...
We don't change
the consistency.
But it's good. You like peanut butter. Peanut butter is mushed peanuts.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's an ingredient in peanut butter. The peanut is just the peanut.
No, how do you think crunchy peanut? It's just not as smooth.
It's an ingredient. It's an ingredient.
It's mushed up peanuts with oil.
I know what's supposed to be boiled. You got potatoes, maybe an egg, pasta. That's what you boil. You don't boil peanuts.
I feel
like
potatoes should be fried. The boiled potatoes.
You can fry an egg, too.
Right, but, I mean, how often are you boiling a potato rather than frying one?
To make mashed potatoes all the time.
So you boil potatoes more than fry them?
Yeah, I eat more mashed potatoes than I eat fried potatoes.
And those little, cute baby potatoes.
The best with brisket. On Rosh Hashanah, you get the brisket and the little Del Monte potatoes. Oh, come on,
they're
sauce. You have more boiled potatoes than fried potatoes
in
your life?
It's not even a question.
Really?
I eat more puré or mashed potatoes weekly than I do French fries, for sure.
How often are you eating mashed potatoes?
Probably 2-3 times a week. I love mashed potatoes.
You got a body made by mashed potatoes.
Such a liar. Such a liar.
So why would I lie about that?
Why would when I
think of like my favorite home-cooked meal growing up, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
It's puré, mashed potatoes,
right?
And it's milanesa, which is like bistec empanizado, which is what you would order at La Carreta or whatever, Cafe Versailles. That to me is like with a Caesar salad. That to me is like my favorite childhood home-cooked meal.
First off, you can't follow up a Spanish word with another Spanish word. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know, but think a pinacito.
You know what a bistec empanizado is?
No, I don't
know. Get out, bro. Get out,
bistec empanizado.
Yes, you know that.
What
because
is that?
You love those little pork things that you buy.
Masa de cerdo.
Masa de cerdo. You know that term? So the bistec empanizado, that little thin breaded steak.
Oh,
that
is so good.
So good,
that
man.
Is delicious.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
God.
Get this right. So y'all's
but I've never seen that with mashed potatoes, to be quite honest.
That's like the go-to.
So I'm not so certain.
Y'all's potato, you can fry it, you can bake it, you can boil it. You can do all that to potatoes.
Right, because you
but
can't
the
eat.
Only thing a peanut could be is roasted.
Because you can't eat a potato in its original form. You can't.
And you
You have to prepare it.
You can.
You absolutely.
You can bite a potato. So it's impossible to bite a potato out the ground.
No, but it's ridiculous. Nobody does that.
And it's ridiculous to eat a peanut.
No, it is
the
not.
Ground.
Raw peanuts are.
No one eats raw peanuts.
People eat raw peanuts all the time.
Yeah, they were called slaves and immigrants. I don't know. No one eats raw peanuts. They're roasted, and I can't boil mine. Seems a little one-sided.
Can't really argue with him after that.
I can, but I feel like it's going to be a losing proposition for me.
But you know why people don't eat boiled peanuts? Because they're disgusting. I'm not kidding.
That's why. Absolutely.
Hawk, when I walked into the studio, the smell in here was just putrid.
It's vile. It's vile.
He's just got
peanuts
like,
smell good. Like, everybody loves the smell of a peanut. Everybody loves the crackle of a peanut. It's just vile.
And then you're finished eating the peanut, so now you have the lid of the cup sitting there with a bunch of wet, moist, smell disgusting
and
shells.
He eats each peanut as if it was a sexual endeavor.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just vile.
You like what I brought you today?
These are fantastic. Where'd they go?
I ate them all.
Get out of here. I had one.
Okay.
I had one.
So no one likes boiled peanuts.
No.
The peanut patch, which is the peanuts I like that they have in gas stations,
yeah.
It was founded in 1940.
Oh, yeah, the big gas station food company.
They have cans in a number of stores. They sell them at Publix.
Right,
now, they sell them at Publix. You know people eat. Publix doesn't sell nothing nobody
have
buys.
Have you seen some of the stuff that they have at Publix? I like Rare Bit. What is Rare Bit? You ever seen that in the frozen? I don't know. I see that all the time because one time I thought it was Rabbit, and I'm like, wow, that's weird, but it's Rare Bit. You see that at Publix? There's no one that could be buying that.
No, but man, people love it. You know what? I do think because y'all are both Miami
Welsh
dudes.
Rare Bit.
Chicago to Miami. Oh, you're born and raised Miami.
This is Rare Bit sounds delicious now that I look at it, though. A savory dish of a hot cheese sauce served over toasted bread.
Mm.
Wow.
What is Rare Bit?
Put me down for some Rare Bit.
Oh, looks Publix really good, morning. Man. I'm looking at it right now. It looks delicious.
Got my turmeric and ginger so I can juice when I get home.
Mm.
Crowder, I'm not kidding. Before I met you and you would start bringing boiled peanuts into the studio, our previous studio, I had never heard of nor seen anybody eat a boiled peanut. I had never seen that in a gas station in my life.
What?
I swear.
I do believe it's a Bible Belt thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's the South, man. Yes. You drive through the South, holy mackerel. You can't, because they've got the street side vendors. They've got so it is rarer down here, though. But I wouldn't even know what to do, because you have to make it yourself, right? It's like you got to take, it's like ladling soup out of a thing to put it in the container.
You scoop it out?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to do it. It's way too intimidating.
Have you ever been to a buffet?
Well, like at Whole Foods, if I want to scoop some soup out of, with a ladle, into the soup container, with peanuts, what are we doing? Am I supposed to mush them with the cap? It's like, so I would never go near that.
You're
thing
like
anyway.
Fishing for them almost.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
you're at Petco and you ask them to get you a clownfish.
Yeah. I'm looking for a guppy.
Each peanut has its own container.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Call it slotted spoon.
Whole thing is weird, man.
Scoop about four times? Yeah. Man, y'all are crazy.
Yeah. Anybody who I see kind of just glancing at the boiled peanut vat, I'm like, yeah, keep an eye on that guy.
Ooh, hated me.
Stuff's about to go down.
I got out of line because I looked over because my gas station in Davie just got the boiled peanut vat. And I'm in line waiting, and I looked and said,
got all
and
excited.
I got out of line. Three people skipped me. I had to go get me some boiled peanuts.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. This is from the Sun Sentinel, looking ahead to Thursday night's game, just so you know what we're up against. Dolphins, by the way, are 7-point home underdogs to Baltimore on Thursday, so I don't think Vegas thought per se that the Dolphins' performance yesterday was indicative of things to come. Sun Sentinel writes, the Dolphins get a Ravens team in desperation, de facto playoff mode, with them likely getting Lamar Jackson back into the fold. Jackson has largely torched the Dolphins over his career, with him piling up a passer rating of over 140 in the three games, in three of the team's four games, with him also running wild for 162 yards on 16 non-kneel down rushes, which is 10 yards per carry against the Dolphins, as the Ravens offense piled up 146 points, 48.7 points per game. But the one stark exception was the one time Jackson faced the Dolphins at night, a Thursday night in 2022. I think we all remember it at Hard Rock Stadium. In that one, the Dolphins won 22-10. On a night, Jackson was saddled with a 73.6 passer rating and needed 9 runs to churn out only 39 rushing yards. Incredibly, that game was the last time Tua Tagovailoa ran for a touchdown.
Oh, bring it back, Tua.
So we got stuff to look forward to.
If I remember correctly, that game started a 7-game win streak. Miami was 1-8 before that game or 1-7 before that game.
Do you remember the conversation
straight
before that game? Because I remember it. It was much like the conversation going into the Atlanta game, but worse because of what Lamar Jackson had done to us previously.
1-7 going into that game. They win that game. They win 7 straight. And then they end up losing the playoffs. They finish the season 9-8. Brian Flores gets fired.
Game Day Uncensored, by the way, will air Thursday on this station beginning at 4 p.m. So Thursday will be on from 2 to 4. And then I think it's Josh Appel with you on Game Day Uncensored Thursday.
It is.
How about that? Josh Appel and Solana will get you ready for game night, 4 p.m. right here.
The mystery of Lamar Jackson scares the hell out of me on Thursday.
Yeah.
How healthy is he?
Is he healthy? He obviously wasn't healthy enough to go yesterday.
Yes. Or was he healthy enough and they were – because they won yesterday.
Slow played it
for the Dolphins. Come back on primetime. He's back home. They still got Derrick Henry. You know, like, what is Anthony Weaver preparing for? Last year's Lamar film? He hadn't played in, a month and a half? That mystery of Lamar is really worrying me about this game.
Forget about it being primetime and him being here. He would have had to have played, had he gone yesterday, 2 games in 5 days. It's
right.
just not smart. So why not hold him out, try to go get one against the Bears, which they did, by the way. They had a whole week to prepare for it and the bye week. They were coming off a bye week. And then now he gets to play against the Dolphins Thursday night, and he'll have 13 days to get ready.
Right.
Whatever,
Dolphins are on the short week. Lamar isn't. Yes. Rest of the Ravens are, but Lamar isn't.
Lamar's on an 8-week rest. Is he rusty?
I don't know.
Or is he well rested? Lamar thing's hurting.
Do guys like Lamar get rusty? Kirk Cousins was rusty. He was a definition of rusty yesterday. And like you said, he's booty. But yeah. I think he was also a little rusty. He had Darnell Mooney wide open down the middle of the field, just ran a post pattern, threw the ball 30 feet above him. It almost hit the projector in the middle of the field.
But that's a way to make sure no one intercepts it as well.
He was mad. Some of them outs, those third down outs and running comebacks.
He looked awful. It was embarrassing.
And
I love him. I told you after that quarterback series on Netflix, like, I love this guy. He was so bad. I couldn't even imagine being a Falcons fan and sitting through that performance. And then I thought, oh, no, wait. I did sit through that performance the week before against Cleveland. Yeah. He had to have on the same QBR that Tua had in the Cleveland game.
Oh, had to.
Right? Probably better.
And in about 12 hours, he's going to receive a $4 or $5 million direct deposit for that game.
That kind of takes the sting off. All right, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Yeah, the Dolphins yesterday, they literally just said, okay, we're going to put another fat guy up front. And it worked.
Yep.
And you had more big guys up front than you have all season. And Mike McDaniel's adjustment worked. The Dolphins were able to run the football compared to last week, where I think the Dolphins were 1 of 13 on third down. They had 24 first downs, 7 of 15 on third and fourth downs, 141 rushing yards. They had 3 touchdowns on 5 trips to the red zone. The other 2 ended in field goals for my guy, Riley Patterson.
Can't kick him long, though.
Which cashed in yesterday over 1.5 field goals.
That was a nice little prop you had.
Yeah, plus even money yesterday, plus 100.
I had, this was one of those, you know, things that the Hard Rock made. I hadn't even thought of it, but under game specials, I bet Devon Achan to have over 25 yards rushing in each half. And it was like plus 125. And I'm like, why is this plus? What am I missing here? So I bet it, and it cashed. I was very surprised by that bet.
Those don't normally cash, though. That's actually a tough, if you really think about it,
well,
plus 25 yards in each half, or in each quarter, rather.
Each half.
Half.
Oh, half?
Each half. But each quarter would have been plus 1,000. Each half.
That's crazy.
Right?
You don't never slide us those bets on the text line.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I'll get you started on this Matas Buzelis, because I'm so torn on what to do with him tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They were shadow banning him.
They shadow banned him.
But when you say you're torn on what to do with him tonight, why are you torn? Just don't bet him.
Well, no. How could I not bet him? How could I not bet him? What are you talking about? Because the thing is, his opening night, he went over, I think it was 14 and a half. Then this weekend, he's like at 16 and a half or 17 and a half. Who's their coach? Billy Donovan?
Yes.
Plays him 13 minutes. He starts, and then he plays 13 minutes, and he scores 3 points. I don't understand. He got shadow banned. Well, wouldn't you think that would affect tonight's point total for Montas Buzelis? Because you don't know how many minutes he's going to play. You don't know if he's injured. Like, why'd you only play him 13 minutes? There must be a reason. His over-under tonight, 17 and a half. They're begging me to play the under. I'm not playing a Buzelis under the entire season. I'm not playing a Buzelis under till he wins MVP.
Was there any justification for why he didn't play as much?
Yeah, Chauncey Billups.
What did Chauncey have to do with it?
Yeah, it has something to do with everything. Open your eyes. Yeah. Open your eyes.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of the Dolphins running back situation with Achane's overs, unders, they're giving a lot of work to Ollie.
He should have been good, finally.
And Devon's receiving touchdown, Ollie Gordon's wide the hell open. He could have thrown it left, and he just turned and threw it back right to Achane. So it worked what they're doing with their approach, and Jalen Wright's getting some burn.
He got in
now.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, like, I love it, but it's going to affect some of Devon's overs.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, but you have to be able to block the way that they blocked yesterday. And look, the Falcons came in with a good defense. I know they were a little banged up. They came in with a good defense. You saw some of the schemes that McDaniel worked in where he threw like that. It was like a fake handoff, and then it was a screen to Devon, I think. Or maybe it was an Ollie Gordon where there's like two guys coming out. They're blocking. You would know the technical terms.
The Ollie Gordon touchdown, the 20-yarder.
Yeah.
Genius, like game plan. Like, that's the cutesy stuff.
The play design, man.
Played to him, had another guy flash in front of him. Like, he did that. But you know what else they also did? Did you see the I formation with Alec Ingold sitting at fullback and running and hitting? They were running basic football. It wasn't that cutesy stuff. They got back to basic runs and sprinkled in some of the cute screens. That's what we
did
in 2020.
But haven't they tried that before where they've just tried to run ahead and they just haven't had any kind of push whatsoever?
And if you go and get 70 Yehe, that's his thing. Run behind. Like, the RPO thing obviously wasn't working. We're the one of the worst rushing teams in the league. They went and tried to run downhill against the Falcons, and it worked. Hopefully they keep it up, and I do believe that's why Ollie Gordon got more burn, because he's a gigantic human being.
Yeah.
He's 6'2", 230, like – yeah, Devon does a lot of things. If you want to go get 2 yards, let Ollie run his big ass in there.
That was the idea going into the season. It just hadn't worked.
It looked good yesterday. I'm taking it as, okay, this is what they're going to do moving forward, but Mike McDaniel has surprised me in the past.
They're just two bad teams yesterday.
Don't do that. We said we're not
doing that.
Well,
listen, Baltimore's not a good team either. No. Thursday night. I mean, they're not good.
I'm with you. That was my takeaway yesterday. It's not that I'm poo-pooing the win. I had a ton of fun yesterday. I felt good for Tua. I felt great for Savaat Inaya. You saw him breaking down in the locker room yesterday.
Kevin Harlan was giving him mad love on the broadcast, too.
I felt great for these guys, for McDaniel, like not to get to the podium following Kim Bokamper calling the team trash and then just like looking miserable. I genuinely felt good for these guys. But my takeaway was, I mean, we expected them to get spanked by the Falcons, and they spanked the Falcons. Football is just so weird when you have two bad teams.
They shut down Bijan Robinson.
Nothing.
How was that possible?
How?
They loaded up the box.
How was that possible? Well, then why didn't they load up the box against Rico Dowdle? Like, how was that possible?
They put the tackles in the B gap, the ends outside the tackles, and they walked the linebacker up. You're not pulling. They have a counter game. The Falcons do the counter game with Bijan to get the big guys. If you have a head-up guy on everyone on the line, you can't pull anybody because they're just going to chase behind him and go make the tackle. The Dolphins said, you're not pulling a lineman, so find another way to run the ball. But now you walk guys up, you take guys out of secondary. Anthony Weaver believed that his corners could cover the Falcons' receivers.
By the way,
they did a great job.
I think I saw Storm Duck is out for the season, by the way.
Oh,
didn't he play like 10 snaps or something?
He got injured.
He got carted off.
I think I saw that he's out for the season.
You want to know why the Dolphins were able to stop Bijan Robinson? What Crowder just said is actually what they did. Obviously.
X and O.
But what I know happened yesterday, they saw the first Kirk Cousins pass attempt, and they're like, bro, this guy can't beat us.
Let him beat us with his arm. Sure.
I dare you.
Hey, check booty. We got booty, 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 everybody in the box.
Everybody, right? Because, okay, Bijan can beat us. This guy can't.
No.
Storm Duck has been ruled out for the remainder of the season with a knee injury per Mike McDaniel.
Wait, tears ACL?
I don't know.
Was it knee before? Was it ankle?
He's had a couple different injuries this year.
Well, out for the season. By the way, Thursday night, Crowder and I and Jimmy and Josh Appel, after he's done on Game Day Uncensored, we're all going to be at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park watching the Dolphins-Ravens game. We're just going to kind of sidle up at a table there. Mm-hmm. They'll have the games on TV. I think the Heat play that night as well. Probably have the Spurs. If they can figure out how to turn off that one pickleball channel that they can't turn off at Funky Buddha, they're going to put the Heat game on. That's the Wemby game?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you watched this guy?
Stupid.
It's stupid. You can't, like, my son called me yesterday and he goes, what can you do? And I go, you just have, if you're an opponent, you have to hope that his body doesn't hold up.
That's not
like,
what it is.
I mean, there's literally nothing you can do. There was a sequence yesterday, two blocks down the court,
logo
three.
Logo, I know what you're talking about.
It was unbelievable.
The answer, I thought about this too. This is not just off the cuff. Get him before he goes up and foul the hell out of it. Like almost hack a Wimby.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Wrap him up when he gets in the lane.
Make him take a physical toll.
Wrap him up, you know, rake his elbows. Just let him shoot fouls. Let him just shack a Wimby. I mean, hack a Wimby like hack a Shaq. Only chance you have a chance of stopping him.
He's legit good though, man. Like
he's good. It's not like, oh, he's a tall guy and he's good. He's crossing people up.
Yeah, he's skilled.
It's crazy.
It was amazing to watch KD move at that size. That's an alien.
Alien.
He moves like KD, and he's bigger than KD.
Crazy. Anyway, we're gonna be at Funky Buddha on Thursday night, is what I was trying to say. So we're gonna watch Dolphins game. Heat game will be on as well. But anyone's welcome to come on out, and you know, there's got great food and beer and just a good old time at Funky Buddha Thursday night. Me, Crowder, Jimmy, and Josh Appel, and some other special surprises.
Do we have Eat the Enemy? What we got?
That's a great question. Let me
gotta
find out
seafood.
From Chef Jeff. It's got to be
crab cakes.
Crab
That's
cakes.
What we said.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Let's give that to DBJ this week.
That's good.
Unless the Ravens win.
You know, he's a wedding crasher hater, though.
I watched, what's the Bobby Billy? Billy Bobby?
Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, Ricky Bobby. I watched that over the weekend because it was on one of the channels. And I don't watch it that often.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Thank
you. It's pretty funny.
So good.
Yeah.
why pretty funny? Why can't you just admit you loved it?
I didn't love it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell
you. I think you loved it, Hawk. I can tell.
The dad, Ricky Bobby's dad just by himself.
And so his dad, I thought, was funnier than Will Ferrell.
He's hilarious.
Putting the panther in the car, the cougar, that was funny. That was funny.
Bite your fear, son.
How do you get kicked out of an Applebee's?
That was funny. It was funny. I love we're going to have a nice gourmet meal, and all of a sudden they're at Applebee's. Like, there was some funny stuff, but I didn't love it.
The prayer. Come on.
The prayer, I've always maintained that was a funny scene.
Dear sweet baby Jesus. He's a man.
I like the baby Jesus better.
I like the baby version better. His balled up little hands, can't even open his eyes.
Bro, but the end, Sacha Baron Cohen is so damn funny in that movie. The French guy.
Yeah. He's it's some interesting parts with old Sacha.
Mm-hmm. All right, your weather. You didn't watch the ending, did you?
I've seen the movie a dozen times.
Okay. Watch Step Brothers again.
I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen is that funny in real life or in that movie. I don't. I
Borat.
Ali G was creative. Yes.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
it still holds
right
up.
It was creative.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he's done beyond that is like, okay, I get it. I gotcha.
Ali G is Tom Green. That was the next
step.
But
a little
bit
funnier because Tom Green was just a dopey. Like, he was leaning into, I'm a dopey guy. Ali G was leaning into, I'm the smartest guy in the room while being the dopey guy.
And he had characters. Tom was just Tom.
Yeah,
being goofy.
His outfits were brilliant. The facial hair was brilliant. Like, Ali G was funny. But then Sacha Baron Cohen has gotten progressively worse.
I disagree. I think Borat was one of the funniest movies ever made, and he just made This Is America, which was a series on HBO about 5 years ago. That was laugh out loud funny. Every single episode was unbelievable.
I watched it. He does the uncomfortable humor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, 60 Minutes has done that for years. They make people uncomfortable with an interview. It's a hard-hitting interview.
I thought you were talking about humor. I was like,
some of it turns out to be funny.
60 Minutes.
I can
a
see
comedy?
Alaska from my backyard. That was funny.
What was that lady's name?
Sarah Palin. I put on my text thread with Ryan and Casey and Chef Jeff, what's the Eat the Enemy for Thursday night? Ryan says, Raven. And then Chef says, correct, fried raven. I think they're pulling my leg.
I think I just take those wings again. She has some wings, Chef Jeff.
I think they're pulling my leg.
All right, your weather. Man, I didn't read any headline, but World Series tonight, Monday Night Football tonight as well. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. The lows, they're going to drop into the mid-70s, upper 70s. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. That's your weather report.
All right. We'll talk more Dolphins here in a minute.
That's me, poor man. You can't just point at me. What's going on here?
We covered it before the segment started.
Man, I get lost.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
I'm, thinking. I'm formulating opinions.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Barra Sasha Cohen.
All right, we'll come back in a second here. Right,
Barra Sasha Cohen.
He got going.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. What's your favorite spot to go to?
Oh, yes. Y'all did tell me I get to talk about Tootsie's.
I know, I told you.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to get to Tootsie's. You know what? Because I haven't been going there so long. Since 05. Got there here in 05, found my place of happiness, and I'm going to continue to go for years and years. Y'all got to get to Tootsie's. Game days from the Dolphins and the Canes game. Hard Rock Stadium is right around the corner. Before you go to the game, get your pregame in at Tootsie's. They're open from noon to 6 a.m. every single day. 18 hours of fun. It's the largest strip club in the world. They have food specials. The food's delicious. $100 bottles, half-bite drinks until 8 p.m. every single day. Gigantic establishment, beautiful entertainers. They've been in there for 20, they'll be in there for another 20 years. Great entertainment, spacious, full liquor bars. Y'all get to touch these TVs everywhere, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, the every fight, MMA, boxing. They're going to have all the entertainment on. And during commercials, they're going to be more entertainment on the stages. Y'all get to touch these. But like I said, before football games at Hard Rock, you go see the Canes, go before. Go after. You won't sit in that traffic. Before you go home, go to Tootsie's, relax, let the traffic die down. No cover on game days before 6 p.m. and half-price drinks and no cover all night with Canes and Dolphins tickets. You got to go to Tootsie's. They have a luxury transportation service to and from home games with a reservation and VIP purchase and tailgate takeover. $10 menu, and the food is off the chain. I'm telling you, it's a full kitchen now. It's not no just some bar food thrown in the oven. They have a tailgate takeover. $10 menu from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. You catch that first game, get your lunch in, chicken wings, smash burger fries, fried shrimp fries, cheese pizza, chicken nachos, all for $10 on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Head to Tootsie's Cabaret, 12 to 6 a.m., whenever you want to go over there. It's going to be a good time. Great drinks, great food. Go to tootsiescabaret.com for more information.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to give away these Heat tickets? We have a pair of Heat tickets to give away every day this week. It's for Heat and Blazers. Was that the 8th or the 9th of November? 7th or the 8th? Of November. Anybody know?
I'll look it up for you right now.
The 8th.
All right. Heat and Blazers. Little simmering feud with the Blazers still. Heat and Blazers, November 8th at the Kaseya Center. What caller number should we give these tickets to?
11.
4.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
He learned his name.
He did his thing. I learned your name when you're bald now.
Triple J.
He had the sophomore slump. It seems like he figured
He did have a sophomore slump. Everything seems a little bit energized. I don't know, you know, how much you put on having Jimmy away from the team and the surroundings. Like, I don't know how much credence you give that, but this looks like a very energized team. They did not look energized last season.
I think a lot of it away from emotion. This all has to do with Jimmy being away from the team, not because they're better without Jimmy Butler. We'll see.
I'm a guy taking up space in the corner.
But they don't have somebody who has to slow the offense down to be successful. Jimmy can't play at that pace and be the best player, right? He's doing it with Golden State to a certain extent, but he's not the best player there. He's constantly trying to set somebody else up. Eric Spoelstra said, okay, no more Jimmy Butler. Let's turn the page. We're going to play so fast this season. I don't know if you guys saw what I sent you, but Miami, entering yesterday's game, was leading the league in multiple categories of pace, but it's the way that they're doing it. So, last year, the 76ers...
And by the way, you're going to give the stat. Jimmy is taking the callers right now. It's caller 11 gets a pair of Heat tickets, Heat Blazers, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. If you don't win them right now, you're going to have another chance tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Caller 11, though, right now is going to get the Heat tickets, 305-567-0560.
Sorry, I jumped right into stat mode, but listen to this. So you can see that this isn't just the Heat being fluky, beating the Grizzlies, they got hot, and then they beat the Knicks, first game of a three-game road trip. This isn't fluky stuff. It's the way Miami has totally changed their approach offensively. Last year, the 76ers set 37.9 per 100 possessions. They set screens last season. So per 100 possessions, they set 37 screens per game, right? That was the lowest of the tracking era back in 2018-2019. Miami is averaging 22 on-ball picks per 100 possessions. So it's not just like they're screening less. Think about the gap there. The least ever track back in 18-19 was 37 per 100 possessions. Through three games, Miami's averaging 22. They're not setting ball screens anymore. They're not waiting for the shot clock to get down to five to then finally go try to get to the free throw line. They're spreading everything out. It's one-on-one, isolation, get into the paint and either shoot the mother bleeping basketball or pass it to somebody, and there's so much movement on the offense. It's tailor-made to the type of roster they have, and it's tailor-made to a guy like Jaime Jaquez Jr., who really the only thing he's good at was getting to the paint. But, I mean, if you're not paying attention to Heat basketball, I'm not telling you they're going to win the East. I don't know. But I don't. It's easy to come into the season. They've done it every year, right, Hawk? Pace. We're going to play with more pace this year. They tried to do it last year. They weren't playing with more pace. They finished three straight seasons bottom 10 in offensive rating and in pace. This year, they might end up being the fastest paced team in the NBA. Think about the difference in that. It's a totally different team, and it's fun.
Somebody tweets at me, Bouzelis fouled out, Hawk. Now, I know he fouled out, but he didn't foul out in the first 12 minutes of the game. He got 12 minutes because he was in foul trouble. I understood that. But at some point, being in foul trouble doesn't mean you keep him on the bench all game, Billy Donovan. I mean, to foul out with 12 minutes played? What's going on here? Launch an investigation.
Let me keep his hands off of people. I don't know about the per 100 receptions and 37 since 1942. They're more exciting to watch. I don't like the drag in the mud. I don't like to slow the game down. Let's keep it to 85 and see who wins this game. The last 4 minutes, 120s, I love this. I love this style of basketball. To your point, is it going to work? Can they continue that pace? Tyler comes back? I don't know. But it's more fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. They're putting up points, and you got a guy like Norman Powell who can put up buckets. Like, it's fun.
29 last
night. Yeah,
it's fun. It's 29.
Fun.
That's the thing, though. If you don't have a guy that's just going to go out there, just flat-out basketball skill, just run.
Well,
just
and
beat him down the court.
How many games last season would be like, well, who's going to get the points tonight? Who's going to score tonight? You know who the scorer is, and that makes it more fun, I think, as a fan.
But through three games last year, okay, fine, Tyler was going to get you whatever, right, 25 points. Bam, towards the end of the season, when he finally got out of his slump, was going to get you 18. Then what? Like, you were
right, there was nothing else.
You were praying for Duncan to give you 12 off the bench.
By
you
the way,
praying.
Duncan had a game yesterday.
Yeah,
was it yesterday or Saturday? He had a game.
Yeah, big time game. Pistons won yesterday too. But yesterday, you have Jaime contributing, Nico contributing, Simone Fontecchio. I have to play for you. We have the cuts. What Jax is doing on the broadcast with Simone Fontecchio, he's just yelling out different pastas. Rigatoni! Every time he hits a three.
That's my kind of call.
I mean, every time he hits a three, and that's back-to-back games where double digits. Like, they have balance for the first time maybe ever. Going back to the Big Three era, they have balance.
Somebody on the video chat says, Jimmy looks like he's doing a fundraiser. Yeah, when Jimmy's like hunched over the phone, it's like an old PBS fundraiser. He's picking up the phone. He's taking donations. You got a winner, Jimmy? You got a winner for the tickets?
I sure do.
What was the guy's name? First name. First name and city.
Andres from Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Congratulations, Andres. You're going to the Heat.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.